Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, good Monday evening to you, friends, and thanks for tuning in tonight to your show, as we always say, Raising Expectations. We hope you had a wonderful weekend, that God's blessing you on a great Monday and ready to launch a wonderful week that He has planned for you. You know what our show is all about, to raise your expectations to the highest level on the biggest, medium, and smallest things you may be facing in your life. And the way that works is who we really are. We are all born-again, blood-bought believers, Christians, as you know, and we believe that Jesus is Lord, and we believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for our sins, and He's coming again because He's the Son of God. Our sins are paid for, which means we know where we're going when we die. We're going to be forever in heaven with Him and with those we love, and in the meantime, He's going to be with us each and every day, guiding us as we look to Him, speaking to us as we listen to Him, and directing us to what He has for us. Raising those expectations. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got a great show tonight for you. We always start quickly by sharing the greatest people you'll ever know. And you shared with me again this week what everybody on the team means to you. We always start on the West Coast, or the Left Coast, as some people call it, but we're working on that. And in the state of California, we find just north of Santa Barbara, we find Dr. Paul Hall in Lompoc, California. Dr. Paul is a great man of God. He's a retired pastor. I've known this man a long time through school together, and this man has made a difference in the lives of countless people, and he continues to make a difference in my life as my brother. I love him very much. Good to see you, Paul. Glad you're with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And then Paul and I are going to kind of jump on the trip together and fly east, and we're going to go to the great state of Georgia, and where people are voting early on time for very good reasons, and I'm excited about that. And right there in Dalton, Georgia, we have Steph and Craig, Dr. Tank Thayer. And we say it every week. In fact, somebody said, I forgot to say it this way once, and they said, hey, we missed that. So on the left is Stephanie, and on the right is Dr. Craig, as you can see. Stephanie is a wonderful woman of God. She is a health and wellness coach, and she's also now with a special website joined to that, a lady who is helping to guide and encourage and raise the expectations of women everywhere, as they call to her. And the reason they call is because she is a friend to everybody. And the love and the life of Christ shines through her to these people. She writes great things, and you'll find her on our website, bbsradio.com/raising-expectations. Live life out loud. You'll find when you see her there on our page. And here's a look at it right here. Live life out loud. And it's all about what Steph does to help people, the comments, the things that she shares with them and what they share with her. Hey, you'll be encouraged. And ladies, check it out. You'll get a lift in your life when you look to live your life out loud with Steph. And there's her page right there. And again, you can find it there, Live Life Out Loud, or you can find it right on our website, bbsradio.com/raising-expectations. And Stephanie is one in a million, and to her left is another one in a million. It's her husband. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I'm right on here. I'm with it. That's right. She did a good work on him, and he always nods that. I love the way that works. And Tank, Dr. Thayer, Dr. Craig Thayer, we call him Tank because it's 6'5", as we always say. You name it, you got it, brother, whatever name you want. Tank is a surgeon. He's a trauma surgeon, and those are the guys that have to work when there's a lot of questions about what to do. You know, some of them flip coins and ask two out of three, not him. He's already on his knees and he's already asked God, how do you use my hands to save this life for your glory and for their joy? And I can only imagine what that must be like. I can't even believe it. He does this all the time. He does it here. He also does it as a missionary with helping people around the world and other places. So you'd be praying for him this way also. He's also a first-time author on a great book called Saved. That's on our website. And it looks something like this. There it is. Saved, Finding God in the Ordinary by Dr. Craig Thayer. And the title's up there, One Trauma Surgeon's True Accounts of the Miracles of His Life. You get to know him through this book, and you get to know the Lord, his Lord and Savior, also even better as you follow what God did in his life to raise his expectations. And I got a feeling the Holy Spirit might be saying to you, I'm going to do some of those same things in your life. So you want to get your copy of Saved by Dr. Craig Thayer, Finding God in Those Ordinary Things. I don't know about you. Most people have a lot of ordinary stuff in life. Sometimes we think it's going to be the big stuff God works in. No, it's the ordinary things every day that God blesses. And every once in a while, he just wows us with what he can do. Right above that, you'll find my book also. It's called Legitimate Faith, Producing Authentic Hope. Wrote this book as Zig Ziglar, my mentor, pushed me to write this years back. It is a book about Hebrews chapter 11, the first 8 to 11 verses, I think. And it talks about God is at work and the things that we don't see. And I really appreciate that because I see too many things I really don't want to see. And I know he sees the things he can't wait for me to see. So yeah, I hope you get a copy of that also. Thanks for those of you that have been reading this book. And thank you for the kind words you've shared for me. And I'm sure also with Craig also. So as we move right along now, tonight, we're going to be missing one of our favorite pastors in the great state of Texas there. And so we're going to stay on the plane. We're going to fly all the way back to California, across Texas. Ron Greer will be back with us next week. And you know, Ron got called at the last minute, but he'll be back with us. Wanted you all to know that. And also wanted you to know, check his website, Ron Greer with Man in the Mirror, based out of Florida now, but he runs all the North Texas area and just encourages disciples and grows men. Picks men up who are discouraged in life and, again, raises their expectation by the truth of God's word as he shares it with them each and every day. Ron's another one in a million. I got three people there. They're one in a million. You're going to love getting to know them each week as you tune into your show, Raising Expectations. And, again, I'm just blessed by all of them. I'm Pastor Joe. It's been a long walk with the Lord over 55 years. I tell you what, never been any better than these three people in my life. Then moving right along now, we're going to come back to Southern California because, you know, with us tonight, we've got somebody that we're really excited because, and I know you are because you've been sharing that with me during this week. Elizabeth Allers, Elizabeth Wong Allers has been running for the 25th district seat in California, the Senate seat. And we're excited for what God has been doing in her life. Many of you have read this and have been sharing with me during the week. Here's Elizabeth. She's with us again because she's entering the final days before the election, as you well know. And as you probably know, Elizabeth is a woman of great faith in Jesus Christ, as is her husband and her entire family. And we've been praying and promoting her as God directs her campaign to give her continued wisdom and leadership each and every day. Now, Elizabeth is dedicated to help make the California comeback a reality, and you've been hearing about that. There's her address, ElizabethForSenate24.com. She's committed to leading Californians back to spiritual, moral, educational, financial, and lawful common sense. It's about time California became once again a beacon for the entire nation. Love, lives, liberty, and law. And I'm so glad you turned in tonight to be with us and tuned in for what she's going to be sharing with us this evening. So without any further ado, didn't know I was bilingual, did you? Without any further ado, we're going to welcome our guest tonight. Elizabeth and her husband, Ron, is with her. What a dynamic duo team they are, and what a great senator she's going to be. From the great city of La Crescenta, Southern California, in the foothills, overlooking Glendale, where I grew up. So it's great to have them with us. Would you welcome, as we give the round of applause, to Elizabeth Allers and Ron with her tonight. Welcome, Elizabeth. Tell us how you're doing and what's going on.
Round of applause.
Stunning.
I got to give credit. That was Stephanie who shared that with us. I thought it was great.
No, that's actually from scouting.
Oh, from scouting?
Yeah, it's something that I saw when Ron started doing it. I was like, oh, you pick up all these silly little things and people smile. So
It
it's
means
done.
you're part of the family, Elizabeth. Ron.
Well, you've got another one in a million because we've got a million people in this district. And so I'm the Yeah,
Good.
literally one in a million. I want to thank all the listeners here that have been following our journey on this campaign and praying for us. God's continued to open doors, and now we're down to 14 days before election day, even though ballots have been out for weeks now. So yeah, God just keeps opening doors, and this is one of them. I really appreciate Pastor Joe having us on, and but I've been getting calls for other podcasts, other radio shows, and so I think we had like a 7 a.m. show on a Friday, and then a 10 a.m. show on a Saturday, banquets of 500 people in between. And so God's opening up great doors. Yeah, were you going to say something? Oh,
Prayer attending.
prayer. Yeah, so there's the Cross TV network. The CrossTV.com has been giving 1 hour a day, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., for live streaming 40 days of prayer to November 5th, Monday through Friday. So I've been going to the TV studio every morning and doing prayer on the set. And I think it's mostly satellite TV that goes around the world. So people are praying for this election, have been praying for 40 days with us. We've got 14 days to go.
Wow.
That TV station owner is also do he also did a candidate panel for Christian candidates on his TV, and then,
Yes.
like you mentioned, we were at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills with Jack Hibbs on Wednesday. And so every day there's multiple things, multiple doors God's opening. Tomorrow I'm going to a homeschool group. The government teacher wants me to speak to the students, and I can talk to all the parents too. So, and maybe I can recruit some canvassers from the students. And we were at a church yesterday. We've been going to a different church. We've been getting invitations to different churches every Sunday. So we got more volunteers at the church we were at yesterday, and people took yard signs. So some of the churches are really, really gung-ho in line with us and helping us out with a lot of courage. Other churches, they've never been political before, but they feel we know Elizabeth and we better help her. And then and other ones, they're actually kind of woke or half and half. And so that's one that we'll be going to this weekend. And think that, I just always go in and say, all right, Lord, how do we approach this group? Every scenario is different. One of the churches gave us half an hour between their English service and their Mandarin speaking service, and had people asking questions. So,
Oh, good.
churches have really been opening the doors to us.
That's
And
great.
I feel like that's where the surprise is going to be coming in, because the other side, they were invited to come to this church, but they didn't show up. So I think they have no idea the power of God's people. And I'm just counting on seeing that turnout.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Did you get a text, Steph?
I don't know if I got a text,
I don't
but
know yet.
I'll look at my phone, but I love that you're getting all this grassroots movement because I think that's really what it's about. People are curious and they want to belong. And I think sometimes smaller audiences of things are so much more impactful. And I love to hear that the church is also responsive to having conversations about politics because it does matter and we should talk about it within the church. And Joe, no, I have no text message.
Okay. If somebody does check in later, TJ, maybe you can get it to Steph too. That'd be great. You know what's exciting is that we pray specifically that God would open doors for churches. So that really blesses us to hear that because that was one of the key prayers starting way back in last November. No, January, I think it was, that God would open up doors for you to get in church. And I think he's working in the hearts of people that way. And that was a great picture of Pastor Hibbs praying over all of you. That was wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. And there's been so much prayer. All of you on Raising Expectations have been praying. And everywhere I go, people are really moved. They're really moved. And I feel that the prayers really are fervent prayers. So, I tell God, God, listen to your people. They're praying. Yeah.
He does, amen. There used to be an old chorus we sang, "Listen to your people praying." Remember that? Yeah, that's way a long time ago there, but just after Mount Sinai. But anyway, it was we're looking back now. He's listening, and he knows, and he cares there. And we've had people. I was telling Elizabeth that checked in today, folks, with about her being on the show and they were excited. They've been following you. They haven't seen you except the two or three other times you've been on, but they've been praying for you specifically, as I shared one of them there. But little later on, just a few minutes, we might take a maybe just a few minutes if somebody wants to make a call in. I'm going to give that number out in just a moment. In fact, I think I'll give that number out right now, folks. Unless you're in the middle of something, and I won't do it now, but they can hold the calls a little. That number would be 888-627-0, excuse me, 6008. 888-627-6008. And that'll be the number, and our engineer TJ, you'll come through on that. And if you've got a question about or praise for them and a prayer for them, lifting them up, we have just maybe a minute on each call we can let you share with us. So, Tank, have you got a question? I see you
Yeah, I mean,
looking.
I just think of, Ron Greer's stat
Yeah.
for California of the 6.9 million evangelical Christians, so non-denominational, that
Yes.
didn't vote last round of presidential elections. And I mean, just 10 to 15% of those people getting out of the house or getting a mail-in ballot, something for voting would have changed the state.
Yeah, in California, there's about 14 million evangelical voters, and that is about the exact number of votes that Governor Newsom won by. So if we had turned out, we might have had a better governor.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
It would have.
So yeah, so we have the numbers in California. We can do this, we can win. And so I've been praying that God will stir up the hearts and get them out there. And then Ron and I, our family, our volunteers, we've all been just running around everywhere, stirring up the churches, stirring up the votes, stirring up the pastors. And Jim Garlow has written a new book called Reversed. Have you guys heard about it?
No,
So,
tell me.
he it's kind of hot off the press, and it goes through 60 topics of political governmental policy and the biblical position on it. And he gets these books into all of the legislative offices in every state across the country. And he's been I And then we've been getting them out to pastors because the pastors need to know that our governmental policies should be based on the Bible, and they should be teaching these biblical positions for their people to evaluate what they're voting for and the people they're voting for. So it's called Reversed by Jim Garlow. His first book was called Well Versed, and he got that out, I think, in 2016. And so this one, he's got more topics, even like AI, and cyber currency. So everything that goes into law and policy, he had 14 experts on specific topics help him write about this. But so we've gotten out 40 of those books to pastors within the last month. So that's how much we're moving and seeing getting into the churches. But
You sent the biblical voter out too, didn't you? I sent that to lots of people after you all shared that with me.
oh good, yes, biblicalvoter.com. Yeah, so today in California, this was the last day to register to vote. So registration is done. On Saturday is the first day that the voting centers open for in-person voting. And so we'll see more Republican votes coming in when the in-person voting starts. So far in California, we've only had about 5% of ballots returned by mail. And ballots came out on October 7th. So we've gotten 5% returned, or it's maybe a little bit less than 5% returned. But those, and that usually the Democrats mail them in early. And I'm hoping, that if they're those determined Democrat voters that just vote party line, that they'll be unenthusiastic and forgetful, and they won't be coming in. It's kind of been expected a low turnout for California, but I think that if we get a lot of if we've had a lot of voter contact in the last, I don't know, we've like 2 years we've been going through trying to reach these million people. So I think that we're going to actually get a lot of Democrats and no party preference voting for us because they're emailing me. They're saying, I'm an independent and my wife's a Democrat and we both just turned in our votes for you. So
Amen.
yeah, so I hope I'm counting on that representing a large, several thousand that will be voting for us. In the primary, that was true. I think we had 10 to 15% of non-Republicans voting for us because they're just, well, either they meet me. So like these guys, this independent one that emailed me, he said, I'm voting for you because your opponent never answers my emails.
Wow.
So,
Right. You want to be heard. That's what I mean about the smaller group.
Yeah.
I think I almost know that when you're out in public, the vibe in the current term in the political world is it's got to be a light to people that you look at them no matter what party they're in as people and want to hear what they have to say. And I think they respect that. I think they see that love for all mankind, and that you're going to do, things that are going to help more people than not. Amen.
Yes, yeah. And we had I last night at this big banquet of Chinese speaking people, someone said, "Oh, I got your postcard." And it was a handwritten postcard. We've had a lot of volunteers writing handwritten postcards, and I think we've had thousands out. And this lady goes, "Oh, you're working so hard writing those postcards." I had to tell her, "I've got some help." So I've really, we've had a lot of help. And I really feel that even here in Los Angeles County, our Republican clubs and committees have been much more energized this election. And so I'm really saying, God, see, your people are working so hard. They need encouragement. They need to see a win here. But they really have been working hard, canvassing
Amen.
all through the week, writing those postcards.
On November
I keep
2nd,
getting. Go ahead.
sorry, on
No, you
November
go ahead.
2nd, the Chinese Christian crusade that we were at last night, they're going to have a 2-hour prayer meeting at a park.
At an amphitheater in Monterey Park. So, and that's just,
Wow.
that's the Monterey Park is the city where all the immigrants land first. And then they say when they make some money, then they move to Arcadia. But Monterey Park is like where they first land. And this is where it's like there were 40 pastors at the event last night. And so that may be 40 Chinese churches. And then the other group that's involved in this prayer for America's elections in Monterey Park is a group of 100 Chinese speaking pastors. So these Chinese speaking pastors are leading their people to pray for American elections and
Amen.
within the city where all the immigrants land. So I was just like, I told them, I really, really commend you for this. And I told them, I'm going to be there and I'm hoping that they will let me speak.
That's wonderful. Do you hear any responses from people like this that I've had a lot of people talking? I think you mentioned at one point that no, maybe it was Paul. We were talking about it, Paul. It was a lot of people are calling in saying they're believing that many people, because of cancel culture and it's grown like a tidal wave, are part of what they're calling the freedom silent majority. They're not speaking about it. They're not on surveys. They're not on sheets. They're just simply going to show up and vote. They don't want to tell people what they're doing or who they're voting for. They're just going to show up and vote because they believe it's time to have conservative Christian leaders in the ministry again, in leading. Have you heard things like that? When you go talk to people, anybody shared about that, where I'm not talking much, but I'm voting. I know people are voting. They're just not saying a lot.
We've actually had a number of different people that have approached Elizabeth that are registered Democrats. They're not changing their party. They're stating that they are voting for Elizabeth, and they kind of, we've had a couple hush-hush meetings. It's really kind of funny.
Yeah, they're like, don't tell anybody I'm talking to you. I
We are
know.
cavorting with the enemy.
There Oh my goodness.
I think there was this 2016 was, the stealth ninja Trump supporters that weren't going to declare it to anybody, put up any signs. I mean, it was the least amount of signs I've ever seen for either side. And it was like, I don't want to tell people, it's going to start a fight, especially in California. And I think all those people that were pro that time have gotten over that, are now more bold. But now there's these, like RFK. I mean, he said in his hour and a half speech or whatever it was, I've disrupted my family, I've disrupted my supporters,
Yes.
but this is for the right cause. This is about health of the kids and all the things that he wants to help with and would have done if he were elected president. And just like he said, his father would roll over in his grave, or his uncle would roll over in his grave. This is not the party that it was back in the day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for it is very hard in the climate in Los Angeles to come out for President Trump. I was talking to my neighbor yesterday. I got home and one of my signs was thrown into my bush. And I was like, where'd that come from? And I walked up the street and I saw, oh, someone took it out of the neighbor's lawn and they just threw it in my bush. But so I was walking my sign back to put it back on the neighbor's lawn, and the neighbor came out, another neighbor came out, and he was saying, my mom is voting for you, and she said, she doesn't see any President Trump signs out. And so he told his mother, well, you see a lot of Elizabeth Ahler signs, and the people that are voting for Elizabeth Ahlers are probably voting for Trump. And then his mom goes, oh, good.
So cute.
Oh, that's great. Stephanie, we have a word, a call coming in.
I saw there's a note. It looks like we have a caller.
Melba Hernandez from
Yes.
Texas. We got a caller, Melba Hernandez from Texas, that wanted to share a word. She's voting for a long distance from Texas. They may not count it, but she, I think you got her. Hey, Melba, welcome to the program tonight if you're there, and go ahead and share your thoughts here with there's Ron and Elizabeth together.
Thank you. Elizabeth, I'm in Texas, as I've said. I've been here for many years. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm impressed with you as a congressman, as a political woman fighting for our Christian views and our Christian communities, that they become more active in our political realm, if you will. I know this in August and in September at my church, we opened up the ability for people to register to vote. And we got a few, a lot of, and I work with the Hispanic congregation, and the main congregation, they had quite a few people that were registering. And in my congregation, we had several who had become citizens since January, and they were very anxious to go ahead and register so they could vote for the very first time. And to me, this is just a indication that there may be a change coming. That
Yes. Yeah. Just today, I heard of two brand new voters, brand new citizens, brand new voters. So I think we're going to have some surprises this year.
I hope
Amen.
so. I hope so. And I've been praying for California for a long time, just because of the atmosphere that Satan has gotten hold of so much there in California. My dad was stationed in Lompoc, Paul. We were there 18 months. And just those 18 months as a freshman in high school, I saw some things that you never would have seen in Texas. So I was just really shocked. Needless to say, because my parents were very conservative, and yet throughout the years, besides the fact that everyone said that California was going to fall into the sea or fall into the ocean, other things have happened. And so I'm very impressed that you have come about and stood up for what Christianity is all about. And
Amen.
yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Melba.
Thank
I'm
you.
glad that we can encourage you in Texas, and you're encouraging us from Texas. And yeah, the church we were at yesterday, a lot of people came up and said, wow, I feel like we have hope. If you're running, then there's hope out there. And so I'm thankful that God's using us to bring hope, and it encourages us when we come out there and we kind of make ourselves the target, but for the enemy. But then God's people can see us, and then God's people can say, oh, we're not alone, and there's somebody who can represent us. And so
Well,
we
thank
thank
you,
you so much,
Melba, for
Elba.
sharing with us, and that's wonderful. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again. And we have right now a Gilbert. Gilbert is on the Zoom and makes he's got a phone call also. He's on the line. Let's go to Gilbert next, okay? And there he is.
Hi, Gilbert.
you.
I would like to say that Gilbert has a gift for making connections, and Gilbert has introduced us to people that have opened so many doors. Thank you, Gilbert.
Thank you. That's
Poor
great.
Gilbert's on mute.
Is Gilbert's on mute? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Hi,
There you are.
Gilbert.
Know that you guys have this meeting. I'm now in Cairo. At 4:30 in the morning. I
Oh,
mean, I'm
pleasure.
on a mission trip, and I voted. You and Trump before all the Republicans, and also yes on 34 and 36 before I come.
Good job,
So I'm
Gilbert.
waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting for the good news to come.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Yeah, Gilbert serves all over the world, missions, and then back home, he's doing all kinds of things with his kids, and he's a doctor dentist, and he is just very generous brother, and he's helped us so much. We love you, Gilbert.
Thank you, Gilbert.
No,
Thank you.
it's just that, I'm with Pastor Jack Lee, and I just arrived in here in Cairo less than about 30 hours. I didn't have much sleep, like yesterday. And we went over to the pyramid, and actually there's one pastor from Egypt, Majed, that you met him at Impact, right? And we five of us, we have four pastors there. I'm the only one not a pastor, and we went over to the pyramid. There was a dark area that he was telling us that, we pray, and then it's one of his wishes is he want to build an altar to pray against this, stronghold and all the things. And we did collect some stone and build a little altar. We pray over and see how it goes. And really the people, and then we went to a cave church, they call it. It's a church made out of a cave. And this is not my first visit here, but some of them are. And there's two teenage girls keep coming to us and try to in to start a conversation. And out of five of us, the only person they went to is Pastor Jack, And then, you can see how, God is using him. And then there's a lot of people instantaneously just, start a worship out in the, out in the open.
Amen.
And
Oh, yeah.
then, and Pastor Jack prayed over them. And then there was like a line of 10 people waiting for him to have prophetic prayers. We stay about eight or something like that, So it was amazing. I see how the Holy Spirit is working.
Now, this pastor Jack in Monrovia, California, he does missions all over the world, but he's leading his people also into government, and they're mostly a Chinese congregation, and he has been recruiting them to help us on the campaign. And so they're really volunteering, and we love that church. So that's this is so Gilbert's part of he's also part of Jack Hibbs Church. So
Oh, great. That's
yeah,
great.
That's
a pair of
awesome.
jacks.
Gilbert, thank you so much. Thanks for coming halfway around the world. Be with us. God bless you and use you there. And we hope we get to meet you again sometime. That's wonderful. Thank you
Well, I
so
believe to a BSF group now, but just the past weekend, I was trying to share about I voted for Trump and things like that, and there was someone who was woke in that group as really saying that, oh, how can you vote for Trump? And then we have argument and things like that, oh, over the email. And I have to face this group now in about 10 minutes. Pray for me that I can,
We will. We will.
lead
God's
them
works,
to the way that
doctors,
God wants
Gilbert.
them. Okay.
Amen.
God works. Thanks, Gilbert. God bless
Okay,
you.
thank you.
Be
Talk to you
safe.
guys
Bye,
later. I have to
Gilbert.
go
Thank
now.
you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Have a nice one.
Get some sleep.
Okay, all right, I will.
Those mission trips, you don't get a lot of sleep.
It just dawned on me. It was exactly a year ago. I was standing south from where he was in Uganda, and a group of about 70, 80 people, three of us Americans, were standing up there and said, "There's a chance to ask us some questions." And I swear the question was, "It seems like Satan has taken over your world,
Wow.
your country."
Wow.
Like, that's profound from an African nation way over there as a perception that we're demonically attacked.
Yeah, I think outsiders see it better than we do because we've almost been like the frogs in the boiling pot of water, right? That we, it's been happening for so long, well, incrementally, that we haven't noticed how bad it is. But when people see it from outside, it's really obvious to them. So I think that the immigrants are going to vote conservative this year because they see it. That, you know, they're fresher in the country and they're still in their cultural tradition communities. And so when they look at the American culture and what's going on, they're like, this is crazy. I think I'm going back to Armenia. But so they see it more clearly.
Yeah, I mean, my adoptive mom was born in Ireland. They're going back and forth between Ireland and England during World War II. And did all the, you know, came over. I think she went through the island and came to America, became a citizen. She did take exams. You got to pass them and all that stuff. And I think the immigrants that are here that have done all those things are like, you know, the issue with the border, actually both north and south, some other stories about north, but I mean, it's just kind of a slap in their face that they did all this work and now it's just walk through.
Right. And if they've come in to be with family or they've come in to bring their family and brought their family, they don't want to be here with the criminals that they left behind. They don't want those guys coming in too. Yeah. So they understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul, did you have a thought?
Oh, Paul, we can't hear you.
You're not on mute, but.
This is a test.
Did he swallow the microphone?
Can you try to attach
How's it? That?
Yeah, oh, there fantastic.
I tell you, I was just going to say that the ones who go to such lengths to be citizens in our country, my mother-in-law came here from Germany. And, you know, it appears to me that the immigrants that work so hard to become citizens know a whole lot more about our system of government than the kids coming out of school. They have no idea. Yes. And it's tragic, you know, it hurts your heart. But I'd like to just say it's really encouraging to hear people like Gilbert, because sometimes we get so covered up with negative and bad news and bad news and bad news that when we hear something positive, it's almost like a shock, you know. I was back in Illinois for the month of August, just before my dad passed away, and I was amazed at the difference in the political climate in Southern Illinois versus the political climate in Southern California. And people see, well, they've got yard signs. They're out there talking, they're shaking hands, you know, when I was asked where I was from, I would say California, and they go, oh, you know, oh, we know about you guys. We're kind of a lost cause, you know, but I appreciate one of the little messages in our email talked about we have remnants in California. God always has a remnant, And he has this wonderful way of pulling his people together and inspiring their hearts. And like Elizabeth and you know, the others who are really taking a stand. Now, Elizabeth, I'd like to ask you a really quick question. I've been on your website and things like that. But for those who may not know or have heard, you listed four core values that you have, love, lives, liberty, and law. Okay. Could you just kind of just lay that out just real simply for what you mean by that? Because those are just core issues of all of us in the place that we're living. So could you do that for us just real quickly?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thanks for asking me to explain it. So the way I say in my speeches is love, lives, liberty, law. It starts with love, and your lives are important. Liberty operates when good laws promote peace and prosperity. And then depending on who I'm talking to, I expand on that. So for you guys, you know, we know that it starts with love, where the two greatest commandments, Jesus said, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so that's my motivation in running for office and public service. And that's really, and you know, then it's love of country and all. It start. It really starts with love, and it's also that people have made a false perception of conservatives and even of Christians that we're not about love for some reason. You know, like, you know, but they're, you know, the hate's coming from somewhere else. It's not us. So I wanted to start with love, and then lives. It includes the abortion issue. And transgendering the children, and as well as crime, and all of these things that and when Black Lives Matter was out 4 years ago, you know, I felt that it was so frustrating because they were twisting the meaning of our words. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to take that back. So love, mm-hmm. lives, and liberty and law came out of. I think it's America the Beautiful, where it says Pilgrim's Feet, and says God meant thy every flaw. Mm-hmm. Come,
all success be nobleness.
With yeah. self-control, thy liberty and law. Mm-hmm. And so we're living for. We love America for our. Liberty, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Mm-hmm. But the liberty is protected by good laws. Mm-hmm. And so the good laws promote peace and prosperity. And that's what we're missing in California. You know, 4 years ago, we had these crazy rioting that and defunding the police. And so this is, and then also, you know, just peace of like afraid to go outside because crime is getting out of control and afraid for our children. That's not having peace. And prosperity in California has been a big, people are leaving California for the first time in California history because they can't afford to buy a house, and their jobs are going to Texas, their jobs are going to Tennessee, and so that's my message. I take the problems that we've got in California, the problems that are making people leave, and I use the positive words because there's hope. We can. It's not too late to turn things around.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Thank you.
Good question. Well said. We're getting all kinds of texts that are coming in our show, but there's one you're really going to like. It just keep hitting my thing here. The big to tell you and Ron, the big surprise in November. Wait a minute. The big November surprise will be California going red.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
It just popped up, Ron. I thought he'd like that. Yeah. That was Will Cintron, another one of the wonderful guys. He and his wife.
Hey, Will. Amen, cool. Will.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to take just a minute here, and then we're going to have you round out in a minute, and maybe you could think for a second, and when we close out here in a minute, share with us. The one thing you would want us to keep in our minds as we continue to share, like those four words are wonderful, and that's why I put them everywhere, but how we can pray for you the best, how we can personally, everybody in our audience, pray for you and pray for Ron and your family. That would be great. And in the meantime, Stephanie gets a drink. Sorry, Steph. Steph, can you give us a word and say a word in there for us and share with the people about our need here? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. If you head over to the website, you can learn all the good details there are at bbsradio.com/raising-expectation. And I just want to highlight that we really do appreciate your donations. We have an amazing tech guy who runs everything, TJ, in the background. You don't see him, but we do, and we're really grateful for him. Right, yes. And just being on air and having the coordination and everything. And there are links on the website that you can donate directly. You can also contact Pastor Joe if you'd like to do snail mail way, or you don't understand the tech, we can still help you give. And
or that little also, square, Steph. What's that?
Oh, yeah, there's the QR code.
QR so code. I can never get
it. You just put your phone up to it and you take the picture and it'll pop up for you right there. There it is, that little QR code. And if you keep going, you can find prior recordings and who our guests were, and you can listen to the show. And then there's also details about the co-hosts and how you can connect with us directly. So we just appreciate you taking the time to donate where you can, share the show where you can, listen in on the different platforms. There's really no way to mess it up. Just keep sharing and contributing. We really appreciate that. And I just wanted to say, actually, Will's wife wrote to me, Marianne, who we've had on many times, and she was just pointing out how close many of the races were in 2020. And so some of you may be listening and thinking, oh, you know, that's great for Elizabeth, but this is California and it's never going to happen. That's not true. Many of these races are so much closer than you realize, and your vote does matter and it is needed. And you need to tell your neighbor and you need to tell your family members. It can completely change the tide by going and voting. I would also say, as a homeschooler to another homeschooler, Elizabeth, it's your civic duty to do it. And so get your butt up off the couch and go vote.
There
yes,
you go.
Thanks for that, Stephanie.
Amen. Yes.
Well, you said that better than I could, Steph. That was terrific. So let's just move it right over. That's perfect. We all want to encourage you. How can we pray for you? You know, in light of what Steph was sharing there, and we've been thinking, how can we pray for you in the next 14 days?
I will continue to pray for the open doors. So, and because wherever a door opens, we go right through and we pray when we don't know where we're going a lot of times, and we don't know who we're talking to, but I trust the Lord, and we pray that the right people will be either tuned in at the right time to hear me on the radio on their commute, or the right people will be there at the dinner we're invited to and connect, and that things will, that these introductions to people will be, God will leverage it and multiply the effect so that the person that we talk to goes out and puts it all over social media and talks to all friends and neighbors, and it multiplies because we have 14 days to get all the votes in, and Amen. There's only 5% returned votes at this point. So there's a lot of open room there. So,
well, we're going to keep right on praying every day. Remember in the early morning too, when that's on the radio, and for her as people are traveling. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that about does it for our time tonight. And we want to thank Elizabeth and Ron, too. Ron just coming in, jumping right in there. Thanks, Ron. It's always good to see you, brother. And thanks for sharing with us, Elizabeth. We pray for your strength, for your wisdom. I always think of John 14:27, that peace that passes our understanding that's there for you. Pray for strength and stamina and all the things. And in season and out, at the drop of a hat, ready to share whatever you would share. So I want to thank everybody tonight. We all want to say thank you to you. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next week, same time, right here on bbsradio.com, Raising Expectations. And God bless and keep you. And remember, your vote, like Steph just said, your vote counts. So get out there and share that vote. And we'll be praying with great anticipation for what's coming. And like he said, it's going red.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
God bless all you. Right. Thank you, folks,
thank
for
you.
Tuning in.
Thank you.
Good night.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.